And so one of the easiest shifts it can make is going from I can't, because it actually shuts off your whole subconscious mind to any opportunities.
Herzlich willkommen. Du bist hier beim Medici Lesen Podcast gelandet, wo ich, Helen Daughtry, mit Buchclub-Mitgliedern und anderen spannenden Menschen darüber spreche, welche Rolle Bücher und Lesen in ihrem Leben spielen. Lass uns also nicht lang schnacken und einfach direkt in die Folge hüpfen. Heute erwartet dich eine ganz besondere Podcast-Gästin. Für mich war es auf jeden Fall ein super besonderes Gespräch. Ich glaube, man hört auch ein bisschen raus, dass ich schon etwas nervös war. Es war auch früh am Morgen, also für mich auch generell außerhalb meiner Komfortzone, weil ich auf Englisch gesprochen habe. Ich glaube, viele denken aufgrund meines Namens, ich bin Muttersprachlerin, das bin ich nicht. Und ich bin total fit da drin, Englisch zu hören, weil ich das jeden Tag mache. Englisch zu sprechen, je nachdem, wie lange das letzte Mal her ist, kostet mich dann doch auch irgendwie Überwindung. Und gerade wenn ich, weil ich dann denke, alle meinen, ich müsste das perfekt können, bin ich schnell nervös. So, lirum larum. Auf jeden Fall, ich war auch einfach nervös, weil es für mich eine ganz besondere Person war. Und zwar ist das Jess Williamson, die, glaube ich, hier in Europa noch nicht ganz so bekannt ist. Sie ist Business- und Mindset-Coach, lebt in Perth, Australien. Deswegen wechseln wir nachher dann eben auch ins Englische. Also vielmehr, sobald Jess dabei ist, spreche ich Englisch. Und zwar für mich halt besonders, weil ich ihr wirklich schon lange folge und sie sehr bewundere. Ich liebe ihre Herangehensweise an irgendwie ihre Ziele. Wenn sie sich was in den Kopf setzt, dann macht sie das. Ihr Standardspruch, wenn jemand sagt, das geht nicht, das kannst du nicht, ist quasi watch me. Also im Grunde, lass mich dich vom Gegenteil überzeugen. Und ich finde es super, super inspirierend. Sie hat zum Beispiel eine eigene Doku über sich veröffentlicht. Sie hat einen TED-Talk, TEDx-Talk gehalten. Sie hat ein Buch veröffentlicht im Mai, über das wir ganz viel sprechen, weil ich ihren Buch-Launch und ihre Buch-Tour super spannend fand. Das habe ich so hier in Deutschland noch nicht erlebt, wie sie das gemacht hat. Also solche Events habe ich so in der Form hier noch nicht mitbekommen. Ist also auf jeden Fall sehr anders gewesen als jetzt so eine klassische Lesung. Und über all das habe ich mit ihr gesprochen und war gleichzeitig so ein bisschen, oh mein Gott, passiert das hier gerade wirklich? Ich bin auch total gespannt so auf deine Rückmeldung, auch ob du sie gut verstehen konntest, weil ich zum Beispiel bin total an ihre Stimme gewöhnt. Ich höre schon sehr, sehr lange ihren Podcast. Ich konsumiere irgendwie alles, was sie so veröffentlicht. Und für mich war das so, es war ganz surreal, sie dann mit mir reden zu hören. Also ja, es war was Besonderes und ich habe mich total gefreut, dass es geklappt hat. Ich würde mir sehr wünschen, dass sie mehr LeserInnen und HörerInnen hier in Deutschland oder eben generell in Europa bekommt. Und ich kann wirklich von Herzen ihr Buch empfehlen. Also gerade wenn man Ziele erreichen möchte, ist Jess Williamson der perfekte Ort, um sich so eine Dosis Motivation und Inspiration zu erholen. Und ja, ich wünsche dir ganz, ganz viel Spaß bei dem Gespräch. Und ich freue mich immer über Feedback, aber hier schon nochmal ganz besonders. Und ich springe einfach mal rein.
Welcome, Jess. I'm really looking forward to talking to you about your book, Unstoppable Success, which the listeners can't see right now, but I'm showing you your book, your book tour, the writing and publishing process. And also, I would also like to talk about your reading habits today.
Okay.
But before we start, I have two questions for you. Where are we right now and what drink did you bring for us?
Yeah, so Greece and matcha.
So you have a matcha every day, is that true? Because you always share it.
Yes, I do love matcha. Drink?
Yeah.
Sometimes I have a cacao, but mostly matcha. Okay.
Great. I really do like matcha too. And where in Greece are we to have our matcha?
Oh,
Well, I don't know if Greeks do matcha, but we can bring our own. We can bring it with us. But honestly, any island will be amazing.
Okay, great. Sounds really good. Sounds like the perfect setting for our conversation. So I would say, how do you say that? Let's have a toast. Let's cheers. I don't
Yeah,
know.
cheers.
Cheers. I have been following you for quite a while. I'm actually not sure, for a couple of years, I think. And I did see everything you do, I think, because I'm watching your stories every day. It feels like a bit of a stalker sometimes if you know so much about another person and the person doesn't know you. But I've been following along, and as you shared that you're publishing a book, I pre-ordered the book, I think,
Yeah.
in New Zealand. You live in Australia because it
Yes, because New
shipped.
Zealand was the only one that
Yeah.
would ship internationally. It was crazy.
Yeah, and I live in Germany, so it's still, I think, kind of difficult to get here, but I would like to change that today. Maybe
Yes.
someone will notice, because I really enjoyed your book, Unstoppable Success. And maybe you can share, who's it for, why did you want to write it, and yeah, share with us what was behind the book for you?
Yeah. So back in 2020, I had an idea to write a book, mainly because I wanted to connect with other female leaders and interview them about their journey. And then I thought, let me just do a podcast instead, because that would be easier. That is going to be better. So I did my podcast, started that instead in 2020 instead of a book. And actually, it was probably the best thing because then I went through a lot of growth, a lot of evolution, growing my business in different ways. And obviously, I'd built other businesses in the past, but this was more of personal growth and a different journey building a personal brand. So when I had sort of built out a lot of lessons and things that I was teaching online, I thought, I really want this to be accessible to so many people because my clients were having life-changing realizations, life-changing results in their business. And I really wanted to get it out there in a bigger and easier way. Now, obviously, we live in an era where the internet makes it super easy, but I was like, but I want it to reach people beyond my community, beyond my networks. I wanted to write a book so that it could be in all the bookstores across Australia and just be really accessible. Books are like $20. So it makes it really accessible for those people who maybe aren't ready to invest in working with me yet. And I put everything in there. So I took all of my knowledge from building my five businesses. I took all of my workshops, lessons, speeches that I've done, and I put it all together. And I really wanted it to be a super practical book as well. So I've got obviously the action steps, the activities at the end of each chapter as well.
Yeah, I really enjoyed those, like the workbook you have accompanying the book, and the questions you ask, because it is a book where you really have to think and do the work. You can't just read it and forget it. You have to do
Yes.
something with it.
Yes.
You said you wanted to have it available throughout the country, and I think you mentioned you wanted to have it available at the airports, which is something you
Yes.
achieved. I think you found it in every major airport by now, didn't you?
Yes. So when I went on my book tour, that was super fun because I went all around Australia and it meant that I went to pretty much every airport. So that was really surreal seeing it in the airports.
Yeah. I can't really imagine that. And sometimes you say that you sign the books. Is that something
Yeah.
I was wondering, do you have to ask to permission to sign your
So
own
apparently
book?
you're allowed to, like, apparently you're just allowed to walk in the shop and start
That is
signing
so
books. But then
cool.
I'm like, maybe they will think I'm just scribbling on the books. So I always ask permission. And actually, when I went to Brisbane Airport, so a city in Australia, One of the girls just was really not sure because she was like, oh, I need to ask my boss, but my boss is not here. And they were just like, no, you're not allowed to sign it. I think just because
Oh
they didn't really know. So last time when I went to back to Brisbane, actually Brisbane Airport was really big and they had three different bookstores. Actually, I think maybe four. And I found my book in every single one and I signed
that's
every
so
single one.
cool.
Like I was like, go to Brisbane Airport. You'll have to go have a holiday there so you can get a signed one.
That is so cool. But it's quite handy that your picture's on the book, so you can just
Yes,
hold it next to you and
except
say,
when
it's
I'm
me.
traveling, I definitely don't look that glamorous. I'm like in my tracky pants. And so they're like, oh, wait. I think one person even said, oh, really? Is that, are you sure that's
Oh no. What I found really interesting in the beginning, you say you actually didn't pick up a book until you were like 20. And you said saying that writing my own now, but I wondered, that book changed a lot for you. You told like you told a story about that book in the beginning. Have your reading habits changed since then, or are you still I'm sometimes wondering if you rather draw inspiration from your own ideas or if you also draw inspiration from something you read or watch because you like to watch
I
re
think
reality
it's
TV.
Yeah, love reality TV. Give me some Real Housewives, give me some Vanderpump Rules, love it. But when it comes to consuming, yes, I read my first book when I was about 20 years old. And by that I mean I read stuff before. I just never finished a book in my whole life. Because I used to just get bored, or I didn't like fiction books. I still have never read a fiction book in my life. So
Wow.
maybe that's the next thing.
Next
If someone
challenge.
can convince me, I am just someone, I love fast. I don't like things that are slow, and reading for me is somewhat slow, and it takes me a long time to get through a book. And also, when it comes to fiction, now I'm just being very candid here, so you can tell me if otherwise, but with fiction, I mean, the first fiction book I tried to read was Harry Potter, and I just found it tedious. I'm like, then her golden locks blew in the wind, and I'm like, I don't care, just get to the point. So if I wrote a fiction book, it would be like 2 pages long because I would just get straight to the point. There'd be no atmosphere, and it would not be good. So I'll stick to the business books. But anyway, I read my first book. It was by Lisa Messenger. She's an incredible Australian author, and it was really around business, and it was a really conversational tone of voice, which I loved because when business books or like educational books are very textbook or lots of jargon or words that are just boring, I'm like, I got no attention span for this. So I loved it because it just felt like a lady talking to me, in a casual conversation. So when I was writing my book, I wanted it to feel easy to read. I put in lots of headings, lots of dot points, and made it as if it was me talking. And I wanted it to feel like a friend giving you some tough love that, rather than a textbook that I think some business books can feel. But back to your question about reading now, I don't read much as much as I probably would like, but I do like to read more so business books. But the problem with that is I always think, oh, I'll read something before bed to kind of relax. But if I'm reading business things, then I get too many good ideas and then I'm too wired to sleep. So I've kind of paused on that for now. I'm trying to, I read a little bit more on weekends and things like that so that I'm not making myself too hyped up for bedtime. But I do like good audiobooks and things like that. Again, I'm very much, and as you'll get from the book, I like to do things fast. So with audiobooks, I can put things on like 4 times speed, and I'm like, just let me get all the information in my ears and then I'll move on.
Is so funny. That's quite different to what I enjoy, I would say. I quite like to read fiction, especially in the evenings, to wind down. Maybe
Fiction is
that could.
really making a big comeback, isn't it?
Yeah, I
Like,
think so.
it's getting a lot of hype.
Yeah, that's true. But I quite like to habit to relax me. So maybe that would be something for your evenings as well. But I
Yes.
like to
Do
listen
you have any
to.
recommendations? If I love like reality
Oh,
TV, I love
yes.
rom-coms, because I'm not really into
Oh.
fantasy or like there's a lot of fantasy
Yeah.
style books, but
Oh, I have to think about that. I always
yeah.
send Erin May Henry, I always send her book recommendations because she's the same. She I think she knows business books but wants to read fiction as well. So I have to think. I think the last one was Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow by Gabrielle Devin. I think the last one I recommended to her was that one. Maybe you, I wouldn't say it goes into the direction of reality TV, but it is a book about game designers and how they create worlds, and I quite like that. It is like romance story, but I found it really interesting. I thought, oh, I feel like that's similar to what I do online. So maybe that would be something for you, but I have to think about it. Maybe I can come up with a book that's more suited to what you enjoy to watch. Have to think about it.
Ich grätsch mal kurz dazwischen, weil ich dir unbedingt von etwas erzählen möchte. Und zwar von der Schmökerrunde. Den Begriff hast du, weiß ich, hier im Podcast, aber bestimmt auch auf Instagram bei Mädels lesen, schon das ein oder andere Mal gehört, ich aber vielleicht gefragt, was das eigentlich sein soll. Und deswegen gebe ich dir jetzt mal kurz einen Überblick. Als Teil der Schmökerrunde bekommst du im Grunde exklusive Buchclub-Inhalte und Zugang zur engen Freundesstory von Mädels lesen. Und weil das ja auch noch nicht super konkret ist, nenne ich dir einfach mal ein paar Beispiele. Also du kannst jeweils für die nächste Leserunde dein Wunschbuch ins Rennen schicken. Ich lose dann immer aus allen aus. Du kannst abstimmen, welches Buch als nächstes gelesen wird, weil das in der engen Freundesstory dann gezeigt wird. Du bekommst Zugang zum Mitgliederbereich auf mädelsdielesen.de. Da findest du dann so Sachen wie Goodies, also zum Beispiel Rezepte, Mini-E-Books und so. Du kannst aber auch einen Kalender abonnieren, mit dem du dann keinen Leseabschnitt und auch kein Buchclub-Treffen mehr verpasst. Du kannst in die Chatgruppe der Schmökerrunde eintreten, die ist bei Instagram und kostenlos auch an so Veranstaltungen wie den digitalen Buchclub-Treffen oder auch den Koch- und Filmabenden teilnehmen. In der engen Freundesstory nehme ich dich dann außerdem so ein bisschen mit hinter die Kulissen von Mädels zu lesen, sodass du immer als erstes erfährst, wenn was Neues ansteht. Und on top gibt es auch immer wieder exklusive Gewinnspiele. Hört sich doch ziemlich gut an, oder? Du kannst jederzeit Teil der Gang werden. Wir freuen uns immer, dich willkommen zu heißen. Schau mal in die Shownotes, da habe ich dir den Link zur Schmökerrunde reingepackt. Und jetzt geht's zurück zur Folge.
But you say like the do you say under title? I don't know, but the title beneath the unstoppable success says how to achieve the unthinkable or earn more money and create the success you always desired. Now I feel like that catered to someone like me because I probably tend to think I can't achieve big goals. But I think for you, nothing is really unthinkable. That's at least the impression I get from you online, because you always share you have an idea for something you would like to achieve, and then you just make it happen.
Yes, do you want to hear my next crazy thing that I'm
Oh
trying to
yeah.
do?
Do you think it's
Okay.
done in December?
Probably. Let's try.
Oh wow.
No, so I am building out a new podcast series on my podcast, and
Oh, yes.
I was like, let me write a list of, because when I get specific about my goals, they just happen. So I wrote a list and like Kris Jenner and people on there, but I'm like, let me just choose one to go hard on. So Paris Hilton is on my list. We're gonna get her on my podcast. I don't know how. I don't know when, but that is my focus. And it's like, I've already stalked every employee at her company on LinkedIn. So let me show you. We'll make it happen.
That is so inspiring because I think the most difficult thing sometimes is that you have an idea, but immediately you think, But that was not possible. I can't do that. It's not possible for me, at least. Maybe Jess can do something like that, but I can't. So did you have that in the beginning as well, or sometimes maybe even today? And how do
I've
you?
always been a bit delusional. So even when I started my first business, I was like, I'm starting a global fashion brand. Like, what else would I be doing? Obviously, but I had zero experience, zero clue what I was doing. And so it's kind of my superpower, but now I get to teach others how to unlock that. And so one of the easiest shifts you can make is going from I can't, because it actually shuts off your whole subconscious mind to any opportunities. So we have, let's go into a quick neuroscience lesson, but we have our reticular activating system that actually takes in every piece of information throughout the day. But our brain would explode if we actually consciously processed everything. So it just like deletes anything that's not necessary. So if we hold the belief that it is not possible for me, it's like, huh, here's an opportunity. Not relevant because it's not possible. Let me delete that. Oh, there's another opportunity. Let me just delete that piece too because it's not relevant. We don't believe it. So if we actually ask the question on how can I, you're going to start filtering in all of the information because your mind cannot stop until it closes the loop, until it has the answer to the question that you've planted. So it will actually start seeking more opportunities and more opportunities for it to be possible. And so that's really it. It's like, how can I make it? And am I willing to do it? So for me to get Paris Hilton on my podcast, let's just think about it logically. Well, I would need to contact her. Okay, I don't have her phone number. So how can I contact her? Okay, let me look up who is her assistant, who is her agent, who can I contact that can put me in touch with her, who can I connect with that can get me there? Then the next thing is, okay, she probably gets contacted by a lot of people. How can I stand out? Literally those two things. That is it. It might not always be easy. I might get a lot of no's, but am I willing to contact every single person I can find to get there? Hell yes. So let's stay tuned for that. But that's kind of the process as we go. But it's so easy to look at someone who has success, who has created it, and say, oh, that's okay for them. But it's realizing that everyone is human. Everyone starts somewhere. Even for me, like my biggest fear was ever being seen. I didn't want anyone to know my name. I didn't put my name on the About Me page. And I was so afraid of being seen in any way. And now here I am, like, hello, let me just speak on a massive stage to a massive audience. So it's just getting out of your comfort zone time and time again and letting yourself just ask the right questions, and you'll be surprised at what your brain actually just automatically creates for you.
I think that's something I learned from you, just to ask the question, how could it be possible? And I really enjoy that because it makes it so much easier to at least get a plan together, I guess. I think when you decided you wanted to publish a book and you decided you don't even just want to self-publish, you want to go with a publisher, I think in the same kind of realm, you decided you wanted to do a TED Talk and you wanted to do a book tour. So that was like massive goals altogether. And you did all of them. I think it's still not possible to watch the TED Talk online, is it? I haven't
No,
found it yet.
hopefully soon.
It's going way too slow for your liking, isn't it?
Yes.
So you found a publisher, you published your book in May, and you
Yes.
did a book tour all around Australia, which I watched from like afar. Would have been so cool to be there. But you shared a lot online, so I felt a little bit like I was there. And it looked very different to what I know from like book launches, book tours here. But probably, I don't know, maybe I don't follow enough book launches and book tours for business books. I'm not sure, but still I think it looked more like well, I don't want to say parties, but it was a
It was
very
like a party,
you had like I saw biscuits in the like with the color of the book. I saw You dressed up and you spoke to an audience. You had MCs there who asked you questions. So it was different, I think. Did you probably didn't look around what other people do on their book launches. You probably made up your own how you would like it to look.
Yeah, most people, when they launch a book, because usually publishers don't put any budget behind launching a book, right? They'll publish the book and things like that, but they don't normally put money behind the marketing of it, unless you're like Kim Kardashian, for example. They might give you a little bit of a budget. But so I decided to do that myself. So I didn't have to do that at all. But I was like, if I'm launching a book, one, I'm going to celebrate it. But two, it's a branding tool. So a lot of people, when they launch a book, they will go and visit one bookstore. There might be 5 to 10 people there, and they read a little bit from the book, and that's kind of it. But I was like, how do I make this so valuable? Fill the room. I think we had like over 400 people across Australia come to my book launches. And I wanted to make it super fun, super valuable. Actually, at the first two, I said, I'm not reading the book. This is not story time. They can, get a book and then read it yourself. But then actually what I realized is people wanted to see that. So I was sharing Q&A, sharing a lot of tips, a lot of value. And then at my Brisbane, my third event for it, someone had asked a question from the audience and they said, can you please read us your favorite section? And what happened next was super interesting. So I got the book and started looking at which section I wanted to read. Chapter five I chose because it's got a lot of really powerful short sections. And so once I got the book, every single person in the audience got their phone out. We didn't tell them to, but everyone wanted to video it and everyone loved it. And then they said, oh my gosh, I love what you said in that last bit in the book. I've now gone and purchased one. So that was super interesting to me because I was like, I'm saying the exact same thing in the Q&A, basically. I'm giving so much value. But it was when they could physically see and link the book to the value that I was saying that they were like, oh, okay. That's what's in the book. So I thought that was really interesting. But yes, I just wanted it to be super fun. There was goodie bags. We had sponsors on board. The goodie bags were like insane. They were so heavy. So that was so much fun.
Is so cool. And I just like that I'm wondering. I imagine you sitting there and thinking, I want to do like a book tour, and you just think of all the things you would like it to look like or like it to be like, and maybe you draw inspiration, I don't know, from Pinterest or anything, but I feel like you just don't really compare to what other people are doing. You're making up your fantasy land, as you call it.
Yeah, I
So
think
how's
it's,
that process like?
yeah, I think you can definitely take inspiration from other events, other styles, whether it's you're writing a book, whether you're doing an event, whatever it is, you can definitely take inspiration from things, but I think you need to really know who you are and what your goal is. Like, what is the goal of doing this book tour? Because otherwise you can do all these things in business that just are vanity metrics. They boost our ego a little bit, but it's like there's no purpose behind it. So getting really clear on those things first is the key, and then being able to pull it together. But you might have even noticed each event I did was looked quite different based on, and what I actually have never noticed before is each city in Australia kind of has a very different culture of how the people, navigate things, go to events, etc. So it was really interesting, doing them all at once. So yeah, it depends on the venue, it depends on the people that are there, it changes the whole vibe.
Did you feel like you achieved the goal you had in mind for publishing a book?
Yeah, so obviously when it comes to books, you can self-publish these days. So you can either go and find a printer and then just print your book yourself. You could do it through Amazon on-demand printing, but then it's only available on Amazon. But with self-publishing, you can't get distribution. Like the bookstores will not stock it if it hasn't gone through a publisher and a distributor. So
Okay.
I decided, because my goal for the book was the distribution, I was like, I need to get a publisher. Now, again, there's different versions of publishers, and it's kind of a rising trend where there's these publishers that you can pay, like you pay the publisher and they will print your book. But I was like, I don't want to do that. I want a traditional publishing deal where they pay me and then they print the book and I don't pay anything. So I was like, that's what I want. So let me go for that. So it when you get really clear on what you want, because there's so many different ways to get a book out in the world. Now, if I did not get a publishing deal, I would have gone and self-published. But the whole purpose was I wanted distribution. So yeah, getting clear on your goal, but even more clear on how exactly do you want it to look so that you can focus all of your energy on. Then I pitched to all of the book publishers that specifically did that kind of book.
Yeah. And well, it gave you more recognition, I guess, throughout Australia. You've been to morning something, morning TV, was it
Yeah,
morning
so I was on the
TV?
Today Show. The USA has their own version, the Today Show. It's like the biggest morning, show where they chat. I don't know how else to explain it. The biggest show in Australia for like the morning chat TV, where they share a little bit of news, a little bit of updates, all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So has something changed for you, like internally, externally,
Yeah.
through publishing your book?
Not specifically with publishing the book, because I think having an external thing is only really as useful as you make it. So having a book obviously adds a certain level of credibility, but then it was me and my team who pitched to the TV channels. We pitch to the speaking events, we do some outreach, and obviously it adds a little bit of credibility, but it's not going to change your life per se. And I think sometimes people set goals because they think an external thing is going to make them happy, or it's going to give them finally the success they need, whereas it's how you navigate things. So when I set those goals to do my TEDx, to get a book deal, all of that, I also decided, who do I need to be on my next level? And so when we can shift on an identity level first, things start to happen. So I actually said, this is my public figure era. And then I started showing up on social media differently. I started shifting my branding strategically. Things can align when you understand, who am I? Particularly if you're a personal brand, this is even more important. And then it's no wonder that getting on TV, having a book deal, speaking on big stages, all of this kind of thing has really come about. And actually, what blows my mind still is, because I'm still the same person, like internal, it's just things have shifted. But recently, I've been seeing a lot of people, writing posts, and I actually saw a girl write a post about me the other day. She was like, Jess reached out to me to hang out on the Gold Coast, and I was starstruck. And I was like, I had imposter syndrome that Jess wanted to talk to me. And to me, I was like, that is so crazy, because I feel like the same person. Like it feels wild, because it's shifted the public perception of me with all the things I've done, but it's not by accident at the same time. But I don't also want people feeling imposter syndrome, because I'm just a human at the end of the day. But it's just super interesting to see what shifts when you shift yourself first.
Oh, I really find that very interesting. But I feel that girl very much because I was. It felt like I made myself a Christmas present because this episode will be published in December by having you on the podcast because I felt like, no way, she actually said we can do it.
Oh no, it's
I
such an
feel
honor to chat with
the
you. Oh no, it's such an honor to chat with you.
yeah, but I think. Because I really enjoyed the book. I want to read it again and do the complete workbook, but I think it's also very valuable if you have a read first, get an overview what it feels like. But is there like a key takeaway that you would like for someone to read to well, take away?
Yeah, and most of the feedback is like people now believing in
Yeah.
themselves wholeheartedly or having like this fire lit within them. They're like, ready, set, go. I'm like believing, I'm fired up, I'm like unstoppable. And that's really crazy because I was so stuck on the title of this book. I didn't know what to call it because I was like, how do I encapsulate everything? But it really is making you unstoppable. If you read it and you do the activities, but I myself do these kind of activities every 6 months or every 12 months because we level up and then we have a whole new level and then we have new fears and we have new things that come up. So if you want to achieve any kind of crazy success, then do it.
Yeah.
Read the book and you'll become unstoppable. And I take no liability for all the crazy goals you're going to hit
Yeah.
from then.
That's really good. I checked beforehand, but yet now you can get it as an ebook here. That's I think the
Ah,
easiest. But I
amazing.
think you can order it through Amazon here now. I think, but at
Amazing.
least the ebook is
Okay.
available.
Yes.
Will there actually be an audio version as well? Do you think about
Not
doing
sure.
that?
So it's really interesting. So it's like a whole process with an audiobook. I didn't even know. So not sure. I need to check on that. But yeah, it's interesting because if you get published in, let's say, Australia, they have the rights to it in Australia.
Okay.
That's why it's only available in Australia right now. And to get it into the other countries, or let's say, for example, if you have a USA publisher, some of the really big ones have, different divisions in different countries, but usually they only publish it within USA, for example, and then they have to partner with a different publisher who has to say, yes, I want to publish this for the UK and Europe. And then it's all separate. It makes no sense in these global worlds why the industry is so old school like that. It makes sense for 20 years ago where there was no internet, but now
Yeah.
it doesn't make sense because so many of my clients in America can't get the book. And yourself in Europe, but now the ebook, that's awesome that you can get it on Amazon on that
Yeah.
way.
Yeah, I checked beforehand because I wanted to make sure that you can get it here now too. I think it's quite nice to have the actual book, but if that's not possible at the moment, at least you can get the ebook.
Yeah.
Did you think about having it called Fantasyland Goals or something like that? Or did you not feel like it would be suitable for what you talked
Yes.
about?
So I was thinking of calling it Fantasyland, but the problem with that is when you title a book, you have to think about
Who's
does
seeing
it
it?
make someone want to buy it? But secondly, do people understand what it is? And thirdly, from an online perspective for Amazon, for things like that, are people going to be typing in fantasy when they're trying to find a business book? Not really. So it was going to come up for all the wrong reasons. It was going to come up in fantasy sections. It was not going to be good. And so we did some research about it and got some feedback. And for some reason, somebody thought that fantasy had something to do with OnlyFans. And I was like, I don't know how that makes any sense. Role playing, I don't know. But I was like, let's just make it a very simple with unstoppable success.
It's really good, and it looks very powerful, your pose on the cover. So I think it's suitable, but I also like the term Fantasyland because I quite relate to that. I feel like, okay, so now I'm playing like a game. I'm playing in Fantasyland today, so I'm thinking about what's possible. I
Yeah.
quite like that.
Love that.
Last question. Is there like another book in you? Do you think you would like to write more or not for now?
I never say never, but
Yeah.
definitely not for now. It's a massive process, and when I am not really, I don't love writing. Even in school, I loved maths and physics more than I liked English. Now I can write, but it's not my favorite pastime. But I was like, this is the vehicle to get this out. I wouldn't say I am an author, but I wouldn't say I'm a writer. I'm an entrepreneur who had a message to get out into the world, and so I wrote a book. So that's my where I'm at. I don't know. I never say never, but I'm sure I probably will bring out another book in future. But for now, I'm enjoying sharing this book with the world.
Yeah, great. Well, there's a big audience, I guess, in Europe who still have to read it because it wasn't
Yes.
available until now.
Yes.
But just as a heads up, I read somewhere that Brené Brown, she wanted to write another book and couldn't make herself writing it. And I think she went away for a weekend with friends and told them the book, and someone wrote it down or somehow. Maybe that's something you could do as
Interesting.
well.
Yeah. Just
For the next one.
outsource it to
Yeah.
somebody else. Yeah.
You just talk about it and someone else writes it.
Yeah, love it.
Thank you very, very much for all these insights. I hope we have inspired many, many people to read your book and achieve unstoppable success and Fantasyland goals. I would say we finish up drinking our matcha in Greece
Yes.
and say goodbye to our listeners. But maybe for the finish, you can tell us where we can find you online, where we can, well, I told you where to find the book, but maybe where to find everything
Yeah.
else from you.
Yeah, I'm sure you can put the link to the book in the
Yeah.
show notes as well. But you can find me on Instagram at jess.limpson8. And my DMs are always open. You can message me anytime. I would love to hear if you've listened to the episode. And I share a bunch of positive, inspirational strategy, all of the above there. And also on my podcast, which is just my name, Jess Williamson, the podcast.
Which I also really enjoy listening. I can very much recommend that one.
Yay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Das war's für heute. Ich habe mich unglaublich gefreut, dass du eingeschaltet hast und vor allem bis zum Ende dran geblieben bist. Falls dir die Folge gefallen hat, dann abonniere den Podcast am besten, damit du auch in Zukunft keine Folge verpasst. Bis zum nächsten Mal. Mädels, die lesen, wird am 18. Januar 5 Jahre alt. Ein noch krasseres Jubiläum feiert dieses Jahr die Büchergilde. Seit einfach mal 100 Jahren verfolgt die Büchergilde das Ziel, Literatur in hochwertiger Ausstattung für alle zugänglich zu machen, unabhängig von Stand oder Bildungsgrad. Ähnlich wie bei uns geht es dabei auch weniger darum, immer nur die allerneuesten Bücher zu entdecken, sondern hier und da auch mal ältere Titel. Und genau wie bei uns ist für jeden Genregeschmack etwas dabei. Was ich aber am meisten an der Büchergilde liebe, sind die wirklich wunderschönen Cover, für die ich am liebsten einen eigenen Ausstellungsraum einrichten würde. Überzeug dich selbst über den Link in der Folgenbeschreibung.